Hi, this is Kara Stoker, and you're listening to HowJob KeyCast. Hey, hooligans, back at it again with another podcast. On this week's episode of HowJob KeyCast, we will be talking to you about psychoanalysis. Lately, we've been getting a lot of comments in the comment section, like,
what is psychoanalysis?
Or,
is psychoanalysis like those crazy people?
Or,
psychoanalysis? More like Peter Pan.
I don't really know what the last one is. People are crazy. Psychoanalysis is created due to the research from Sigmund Freud, who basically said,
the unconscious is going to come into everything you do.
In modern world, it practically means there's always more to a situation than what comes to the eye. In psychoanalysis, critics usually overanalyze everything in the narrator's mind. In Catcher in the Rye, we see this a lot, strictly due to the fact that we are literally in Holden's mind. In the story, we see Holden constantly running from place to place. He also is running from person to person. Do you believe Holden is constantly running away from things for a reason? He is constantly searching for help and someone to talk to. When he starts to receive the help, he gets too afraid and runs again. It is almost as if he believes he doesn't deserve love. We have our first caller.
Hello. My name is Mike Merge, and I'm from Wisconsin.
So why are you calling in today, Mike Merge? Okay, all right, I understand that. Holden on the outside looks like an irresponsible kid. But if you just pull away his tough layers, he's just a kid with an emotional problem. He went through a lot when his brother passed away, and his family no longer was there to back him up. They all fell apart when Allie passed away.
I think Holden just has to grow up like the rest of us.
It's not like he can just flip a switch and decide to be happy all of a sudden. Throughout the book, we can see signs of depression. Ooh, guys, we have another caller.
Hi, my name is Frankie Leggi, and I'm from Missouri. I was listening to your podcast on the way to work this morning, and I have to say that I completely agree with you. Throughout the whole book, we see him struggling with depression. We see him constantly looking for someone to talk to. He always would go back to the kid from school who committed suicide, and he constantly felt lost and alone.
I agree. I think he was constantly drinking the night away to kind of erase his thoughts and feel comfort for a few minutes. You also see him freak out on a couple of people throughout the book.
Not to mention, he punched out the windows in his garage, not caring whether he got hurt or not.
I don't know about you, but I'd call it trigger issues, not depression. He just needs a chill pill.
I completely understand how you'd be able to see that. But if you tuned in to last week when Haley talked about reader response, you can recall that you've taken parts of your life while reading the book. Have you ever had someone in your life who struggled with depression? It's as if you are fighting with yourself, and sometimes in certain situations, you can't handle it anymore and explode.
Wow, thank you. I understand that now.
Thanks for calling and putting in your input.
No problem.
Yepers, it was great.
So this week we talked about a lot and got your juices flowing. We went into the inside of Holden and dug a little deeper. Do you agree with Frankie and me, or do you agree with Mike? Leave your opinions in the comment section on our website, www.howjobkeycast.com. This is all for this week's podcast. Please tune in next week as Kendra discusses feminism and gender. Peace out! Thank you. Bye.